welcome to this Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections EAP. Once again, I'm fortunate to be with Corbett Doyle, who is a lecturer in leadership diversity and organizational effectiveness in the Peabody College at Vanderbilt University. And Corbett, thanks for joining us again.
How do I go about learning about my own subtle biases and stereotypes, which might be affecting my own interactions with others?
Well, my favorite is an online test that Harvard researchers put together, and it's an implicit bias test. And if you Google Harvard and implicit bias test, the web link actually pops up. The test has 20 or 30 different categories. You pick the category that closely describes you, and then you go in and you have to answer the questions as quickly as possible. If you stop and think about the answer, it's easy to figure out what's the politically correct response, but you lose points if you take time to answer it. What most people find is they have a slight bias against their own demographic category. And that is a great way to help people recognize that they have these implicit biases. They're baked into all of us. Few of us are exempt from them. So first step toward improvement is to recognize that, in fact, you may not be making decisions that are as objective as you think you are. And once you're aware of that, then you can take steps toward making more objective decisions and, as a result, help to create a more diverse and a more inclusive work environment.
Corbett, I want to ask you another question. What about institutional stereotypes or institutional biases that are sort of built into the system?
Every organization and every organizational setting, and Vanderbilt has many different organizational settings because of the array of things that we do, we have different types of leaders, and there are different characteristics that are important to the success of a leadership role. One of the things that's really important to do to avoid an organizational bias is for the leadership to take a step back, to think objectively, what are the competencies that are necessary to effectively lead this team, lead this division, lead this department.
Okay, and that would be different for each specific group of people that they're looking for a leader, in which case they're looking for a leader, I guess.
Correct. It would vary by the department. It would vary by the leadership role.
Okay, so that's an important step then, to make sure we understand what does the person need to be able to do? What are their skill sets?
Correct. Okay. And to then be able to evaluate people's past performance and their ability against those competencies and to make our decisions on that basis. When organizations do that, you know, one of the outcomes is that you have much more diverse leadership teams than you would otherwise have. You know, research has shown that most people are immediately drawn to people who are more like them than they are different. And we tend to make leadership decisions based on the degree of affinity that we feel with someone. Excellent. What you then end up with is homogenous leaders.
Exactly. A group of the same, leading the same, all in the same direction.
Correct.
without the diversity. And we've already said that diversity is essential in the coming years for creativity, innovation, the ability to speak to the world, if you will, and pull things together in a better and more effective way. Next time, we'll talk about some specific ways to develop skills, which allow us to work even more effectively with people from diverse cultures. Thanks for joining us today. We'd like to hear from you, especially if you have a question or topic you'd like to hear on the podcast. Contact us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Also, check us out on our website at www.healthandwellness.edu.